Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's see any other questions. Brother, I had a chick drop me off. BB. Wait, I had a chick drop me off. BWW. Still hot for lunch yesterday. When I asked the bill, she said free, since she didn't pay for it. Oh, okay, I don't even understand what the fuck that means. All right. So let me get Black back on this motherfucker. So, Black, what I'm saying right now is you're doing everything right, okay? You've already got the app. You sent her a message. You chill, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You chill. But now this is an important part for you right here, Black, okay? How many days are you going to let that shit sit until you delete the app, sir?
Well, to be honest with you, I already deleted the app. I had to re-download it to pull up the message again.
Well, why did you delete it? She never responded back to you.
Well, yeah, she responded back to me. That's why I deleted it. Let me tell you what she
said. Oh, shit, what she said?
All right, so let me tell you what I said. I said, hey, Alicia, this is Darius from Joyride. Just giving you a message here. And she said, hi, thanks for texting. And then she said, where are you from? What's your name? Where you live? And how old are you? So that kind of threw me off. So I'm like, and I put like, is that all? You want my social security number as well? And then she didn't reply after that, so I deleted it.
Black, you fucked up, man.
I was confused about like this. Like, I'm wondering like why she asking me like all this shit again.
Wait, 470. That doesn't matter. You fucked up, dog. God, I'm gonna tell you. Okay, look. If she were to ask me all those questions, right? All right.
Mm-hmm.
She's allowed to ask you those questions, okay? That's fine, okay? Because what you understand is she's still in the line of your four. She's just trying to get to know you better on her way. Why? You're about to blow your mind on this.
Okay.
What does the normal guy talk about the first several times in fantasy? What do they talk about? What do they ask women?
Where are you from? All that shit that she asked me?
Right. Okay. So think about this. A woman in fantasy land, what do you think she's been trained to ask because of the questions she's been asked? Think about that. I didn't ever tell you about this, but I'm trying to connect these dots. Think about the normal guy. The normal guy just did what she did, okay? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? The normal guy is doing that, okay? Right?
Yes,
right?
I understand.
Okay, but check it out. Most women are so used to the bullshit-ass questions being asked by the normal guy, they are just regurgitating the shit that the normal guy they date or see says. Which is what? Five, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So listen to me, because this is where you fucked up. What did I tell you? When a woman hits you with five, meaning ask you all them dumb, frivolous-ass questions, which they can, you didn't even try to bring her back to four. Why? You took a position. You got, you see what I'm saying? You took, You took an emotional, defensive position, dude.
Oh, shit.
Thank you. Come on, brother. It's right in the formula. But, okay, let's go over it again.
I see it, yeah.
Let's go over it. Now, okay. I want you to read what you – wait, before you say this, guys, listen to what he says and listen to what the normal guy says to women. Now, read what she asked you.
Read what she asked me. She said, thanks for texting. Where are you from?
Stop. You see the normal guy does? Thank you for texting me. See that? No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue. I just want them to hear that. Go ahead.
Where are you from? What's your name? What you do for a living? And how old are you?
Isn't that the normal grass-eating lion conversation that they do all the time? It doesn't have to be in that order, but it's damn near the same. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. She sent this in one text, though, like all these questions in one text.
But stop. You are bombarded day in. Okay, listen. Let's just take the average woman, okay? The average woman is 7 or 8, okay? Do you know how many times she hears that fucking shit you just read from the guys? They've heard it enough to where they are regurgitating what they're about to receive from the normal guy. She's only regurgitating what she's used to hearing. Now, because, well, E, you finally got one, E. Yes. You let her lead the conversation. Yeah, I didn't even get there, E. But I'm going to post that shit. See, E, you back on my good side now, E. You finally said something right. 470. You failed because, E, number one, what he said right here, you let her lead the conversation. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
But you got in your fucking feelings, dog. So are you 2 plus 2 is 4 now, or are you 2 plus 2 is 6? What are you?
2 plus 2 is 6.
You got offended off of the questions she asked you. Why did you get offended?
I didn't really get offended. I was like, I thought it was kind of funny. I was like, okay, like, I was making a joke. Like, what? Like, okay, like.
Whoa. Let's add 7. Now you're 2 plus 2 is 7. Because you automatically assume that she was a jokester kind of woman. You don't know what she is, right? Right?
Yeah.
So how can you automatically assume what you thought she was by making that joke out of something that she might have been serious about? See that? No, assuming.
You're right.
All right. So right now you're on 7. You're on 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you what I would have done. I would have told her, I'll be happy to tell you any and everything you want to know, so we can stop talking about those things and go into why I wanted to talk to you in the first place. See that right there?
Yeah.
I'll be happy to answer any question you have of me. As long as when we get finished, I'm going to talk about why I'm talking to you in the first place. Because I'm in control. You want to know how old I am? I'm this old. You want to know how tall I am? I'm this. I don't give a fuck. Ask away. I don't give a fuck. Ask your questions. But 470, I ain't asking you that shit because I ain't him. I'm not him, right? I'm me, right?
Yes.
And I'm thinking now, okay, it's time to go ahead and, hey, yo, all right. So we said, all right. 470. Where was the, you know what, after I answer the last question, send me a picture so I can see you to tell you why I'm talking to you in the first place. Right there.
Now,
what is that?
That's I need eight, to get to that part. But
no, it's not get to it. You. Okay. What I'm trying to get you to see here, okay, is that you have got to prepare yourself for everything that happens. And even if you're not prepared, you got to think, how can I maintain my four, right? She just tried to – hey, look, she just threw a side curveball, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how can I answer that and, like he said, lead the conversation – and make her smile, laugh, blush, think, and react. By answering the questions, let me see. Hey, send me a photo of you so I can see how you look, so I can tell you why I'm even answering your questions in the first place. Does that make any sense right there?
Oh, yeah. Could do it like that, I guess.
What?
I got
not, you. Wait, you say you guess, so that means you don't know. This
no,
is
I said I got you. I ain't guessing. Okay. I ain't doing no guessing.
I black. What I'm saying is, you got something happened when she asked you that stupid ass question. But you gotta understand, where are we in right now? We're in fantasy land, right? Right.
Yes.
Right. So if you know we're in fantasy land, right? 90, and I take out the gay guys. 98% of the guys are going to start off with those silly ass questions. That's what they do. That's it, man. It's because they don't know how to talk to women. So they feel they got to interview the woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's reaching out to you. She doesn't know how to talk to you normal, because what is her normal? What is her normal in fantasy land? Interviewing questions. She's just a carbon copy of what she's used to. But you wanted to get in her ass over that shit. You thought you was playful. She didn't find that shit funny, man.
Man, you're right.
You fucked that up.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
You said you fucked that up. Bad. Bad.
Hey, Dan, I got another one, though. I fucked that one up. But like it was like I don't really care about that shit. But I got this female, like I was seeing her for a little bit, and she started calling me while I was, you know, talking to you. She called me like 3 times already. She called me twice, right, and then she texted me. The text said, "These past couple of days, your phone has been off at night, and then someone comes to your door." I guess you thought someone came to my door. No one came to my door. "Someone comes to your door, and you can't answer the phone. You are not being honest, and I'm not wasting my time anymore. I will pick up my stuff Friday, leave it in the mailbox." She left a couple things here. I guess that's what she's talking about.
Was she calling you to pick her stuff up? Or was she calling you because she wanted to talk to you? What was she calling you for? What was the purpose of the call?
She was calling me because she wanted to talk to me. But I was busy. I was talking to you.
Okay, wait a second. Tell me what is your for in rectifying this shit.
Well, I told her, "Hey, I'm in class right now. I'll call you back after." And then she texts me back, "Class at midnight? ?"
Send her this real quick. Send her a message.
Okay.
I ain't get a pen out.
Hold on. First, tell me how was that a fail? How did I fail that?
I'm gonna tell you how you feel, but let's just get this shit out the way. Send this message to her. Come on.
Okay.
Either type
okay,
it. Okay. What do you do? You type her right fast. What do you do fast?
I type fast.
All right, can you type this in and just say go, okay? You ready? Let me know when you're ready.
Go.
Let me get the music. What's up, sexy?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my intentions to blow you off.
Okay.
If you took it the wrong way, I apologize. Now follow this apologize. This is going to be a sexual apology. Ain't going to be no Snoop Dogg apology shit. Just follow Uncle. I apologize.
Okay.
Let me make it up to you.
Okay.
You know how good it was when you used to cuddle up against each other after we had sex? Oh, we got, you know, you say fucking, but she's pretty mad, so you don't want to say fucking because she probably mad. But say, you know, hey, say, hey, you know, you remember how good it was laying, hey, having my arms around you after I was inside of you? Question mark.
You remember how good it was.
When I had my arms around you after I have been inside of you. If you remember, then allow me to make it up to you that way.
Hold on. Sorry. Typo.
And then say, send me a photo right now. Let me see you. And send that shit to her right now, okay?
Okay.
Just send that to her right fucking now while you're on with me. And I'm going to tell you where you're fucked up. But just send that to her right now. She's going to reply. And we're going to still fuck with her. All right? Now. What did I do versus what you did?
I mean, you... Well, there's a lot of different things you did. I mean, you were clear, concise, impactful. You said, I don't know, you just didn't yak like.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
I'll talk to you later.
Was that, oh, wait, right, was I thinking about her five? Was I thinking about all that shit she was saying?
No.
No, because I was staying on my, what number was I staying on?
You're staying on four.
Right, and that conversation I just told you to send her, where am I trying to pull her back to?
Four.
Exactly. What did I tell you? Either I'm going to try my best to bring her back to four, or I'm going to let her ass go. But you doing what you're doing is why they get mad at you motherfucking guys, man. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
All you're doing is pissing her off. You're just poking the monkey in the cage. That's all you're doing. Poking it. And pissing it off, right? I'm not trying to piss her off. I'm trying to turn her on so you come over and suck that dick. You got her so mad. You got her so mad she wants her shit in the mailbox because she don't want to fuck with you. She's so mad at you. No, baby. It's not like that. It's just I'm busy. When I say I'm doing education, I'm studying. That's all I'm doing. I'm studying. But what we're going to do when she replies back, we'll find out what's so important that you had to call me and blow me up and all. I got this one step at a time. But remember, what am I not doing? I'm not looking at the end game, am I? Am I focused on the end game?
No.
No. I'm just waiting for her to return the serve. She kept practicing five. She was when she had the tennis court, she kept throwing the ball in the air five. Throwing the ball in the air five. So she was ready, right? But as soon as she got as soon as we started the match, she tried to hit me with a five. I just slowly smacked it to four and forced her to make her adjustments. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get her to adjust to my, well, not mine, but you. You see what I'm saying? Right
yeah.
now, she's mad as fuck because you're not communicating with her, man. You think I'll get back to you is something that a woman wants to hear?
No.
Then why say it?
Because I'm busy right now. I couldn't tell her what I really wanted to tell her.
If you're busy, listen, you don't, it's none of her fucking business what it is you're doing. But at least give her something to look forward to when you get done whatever it is you're doing. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
I don't have to tell you what the fuck I'm doing. Just know when I get done doing what I'm doing, I'll give you a little bit of my time. See that? That's all I'm saying. Now, did she read what you said? Do you see if she reads it?
Oh, no, I can't see if she read it.
All right, we'll hang in and wait. But what I'm saying to you, this is where the majority of guys are always fucking up. Either you get way into your emotions, right? Or you back off and run away from a problem and don't look at it and head it face on. There's got to be a balance, young man. That's all I'm saying, the balance. You fucked up. I would love to blame her, but how are you going to just tell someone I'll get back to you who's been blowing your fucking phone up trying to get justification why you ain't talking to her? I'll get back to her? You can't just say that, dog. Can't say that. That's what a motherfucker ain't got nothing to talk about would say, man.
Okay.
But
that makes sense.
What I told you to say is when I say I apologize, I ain't on no Snoop Dogg, I'm apologize and cry type shit. I'm on allow me to apologize and let me make it up to you in a sexual way. Still I'm on my four, ain't I?
Yes.
I'm still on my right. Shit. Your I'm sorry is different from my I'm sorry. It's my I'm sorry. It's trying to lead you back to the bedroom so we can fuck. The regular I'm sorry is please forgive me. Don't be mad at me. Stop. I hope that you talk to me because I don't want you mad, blah, blah. Fuck all that shit, man. Remember the letters A, B, right? That's all I'm trying to do, man.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
Oh.
So yeah, I'll let you know when she hit me back and she hit me back yet. So.
All right, I'll throw you back in the queue. Just press one. Just press one.
Okay.
And when she replied, just press one. I got you. But guys, we are going to do a ride with the dean tomorrow around 12:45 East tomorrow, and then tomorrow night we're going to cover puzzles. And that's going to be important. We're going to cover puzzles tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we're covering puzzles. That's gonna be fun. That's gonna be fun because I'm gonna show y'all some shit. Yeah, man. Look that shit up, man. He was around Jada Pinkett and shit, crying and apologizing for the shit he said about Gail. Look that shit up, man. And then what was even worse, he went on his apology tour and I think he made a video telling everybody, hey, look, hey, well, you know, wait, let me see if I can find that shit. Hold on. I'm going to find that shit, and I'm going to play what the fuck he said. Hold on. Let's see here. Let's Google that shit. Let me see here. Let's see here. All right, that's him saying sorry. Hold on. Snoo says sorry to Jada. I gotta play this bullshit. You see if I can play this shit. Here you go. All right, listen to this shit. I think this is it. Here you go. I'm gonna play this clip. Listen to this shit. Man, get the fuck out of here, dude. You can't. Oh, man, y'all motherfuckers be killing me with y'all soft ass thinking and shit. This is shit.
When you first came out and you said what you said, you know, in regards to Gail.
Yes.
My heart dropped. I felt like not only were you talking to Gail, but you were talking to me. I was like, oh no, Snoop has now taken his power flow away from me, away from Willow, away from my mother. Right? I was like, oh, if this is what's happening, I was like, not Snoop.
Right.
Right? And so that's one of the reasons why I felt like I really wanted to have the conversation with you in the spirit of healing.
So you motherfuckers are telling me a grown ass man, a king supposedly, is supposed to sit in front of three women and be, oh Jada, I didn't mean I had no idea you took it that serious. And no, Willow, no little girl who doesn't fucking respect her fucking parents and does whatever the fuck she wants to do and doesn't give a fuck about her name. Oh, I want to say sorry. And to Jada's mom, I want to say sorry to you for bringing up a daughter that doesn't even respect her own fucking husband and didn't even want to marry the motherfucker. But Jada, I'll save you for last. I want to say I'm sorry to you, Jada, because, I mean, who am I to make the person who told her man she didn't know she wanted to marry him, who was thinking about another motherfucker and all this other shit, and put her husband through all kind of ups and downs. I'm supposed to fucking apologize to you? Man, y'all know how the microphone starts rustling when they like try to unplug themselves. Click, I'm out this bitch. But what I want you guys to see, what I want you guys to see in this, is that Jada did, you guys, the 98% of you motherfuckers, do exactly what that fucking woman did. Now play it again. You guys do exactly what she did. Let me play that shit again. Listen.
Came out, and you said what you said, you know, in regards to Gail.
Yes.
My heart dropped. I felt like not only were you talking to Gail, but you were talking to me.
Right there. This is the majority of you motherfuckers out there. Right there. Fantasyland. Snoop talks about Gail, and all of a sudden, every woman in the world, oh my God, he's talking about me, right? Well, all you motherfucking guys out there, you grass-eating lions, As soon as something happens to one guy, you automatically assume it's going to happen to your motherfucking ass in Fantasyland. Y'all are no different than Jada Pinkett. But what's even worse is that she's trying to guilt him into an apology. Let me ask you a question. I'm not trying to be an asshole. Jada, why the fuck is that little girl sitting in front of me? What the fuck does that little girl got to do with adult conversation? Kid, leave. Mom, the fuck is your mother doing here? Mom, get your ass up and go. Now we can talk, Jada. And I ain't got nothing to prove to these two people, and I damn sure ain't got nothing to prove to you. But see, you see, guys, most of y'all guys can't do that because most of y'all guys are afraid of women. I wish I got to sit and justify my actions to some little kid. Why the fuck do I have to justify my actions to a child who does what the fuck she wants to do because she has no parental guidance? Why do I have to tell me somebody? Why do I have to apologize and worry about what some kid who has no parental guidance think? Mom, look at what you raised. You raised a woman who is not taking care of her children or watching over her children. You raised a woman, Mom, that treats her husband like fucking dirt by the disrespectful shit you say. And I need to sit there and do that, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. Frank, no. I'm sorry they putting that meme out, but no. She's not the most neglected. I don't believe that. She's not the most neglected. Nah, fuck that. Well, in this case, Jada's neglected. Mom's neglected Jada. Jada's neglected her daughter. But yet Snoop has got to sit there and nod and apologize because I affected what you think, because you took what I said. So you took what I said and you made it about you. See how they do that shit? Self-importance. That's how it works. And the thing about self-importance that people don't understand is that it is always going to pop its ugly head, no matter how you see it. It's always going to happen, man. It's always going to happen. Listen, I understand I'm going to be real with you. He's trying to make money. And that's it. So he got to clean his image up. So he's saying, fuck that gin and juice motherfucker. It ain't no fun if my homies can't have none, motherfucker, right? Fuck all that bullshit that I was spitting to y'all motherfuckers. I'm trying to make me some paper. And that's it, man. And that's what I'm trying to tell y'all guys. That's how this shit works. That's how people are. But growth in this thing does not or will not. But what I'm saying is regardless if he's trying to clean up his image and all that other stuff, he can do whatever he wants. I'm not knocking him because unlike most of y'all motherfuckers, y'all believe all this shit. I mean, my God, first it was Kanye running for president. Now y'all motherfuckers talking about all this LeBron running for president shit. Y'all motherfuckers need to wake the fuck up, man. Y'all got to be the most dumbest, ignorant-ass motherfuckers to even think that Kanye West, LeBron James got a half a shot to become man, that motherfucker can't. Man, come on, dog. Please, guys, please stop that shit. Please stop that shit. They got y'all motherfuckers so indoctrinated that all y'all do is sit and wait to be told what to do and what to think. Y'all can't even think on your fucking own, and that is crazy to me. But again, and where I'm at, a lot of y'all guys are out of nature. That's what it is. A lot of y'all guys are out of nature. And I can guarantee for a fact, in fantasy land, they think I'm out of nature. So I understand that. They think I'm out of nature. But that's how this shit jump off, man. That's how it jump off. But I'd rather be told that I'm out of nature in fantasy land than being told I'm out of nature being in nature. Whew. Now that stinks. When the motherfucker tell you ain't about that and you I don't want to hear that one. Oof. I don't want to hear that one, man. But what I'm saying for y'all guys out there, this is not complicated. None of this is complicated. Complicated thing for a lot of you guys is realizing how your thinking affects everything that you do. How you listen to these YouTubers and these prophets, these motherfuckers that have these books and shit. Y'all listen to motherfuckers that's crying and shit. Y'all listen to motherfuckers that just, man, y'all crazy, dog. Y'all just, I don't understand how y'all listen to motherfuckers like that. That talk like they a man. And y'all don't even lift the hood. Y'all blindly follow people and don't even lift the hood to see what the fuck is on the inside. Blindly reading books and blindly using terminologies and what is that fucking hypergamy shit? That's a goddamn shame. But y'all got to understand, and I know this sucks, but the majority of y'all guys are never going to make it. You are not, don't even use the word red or pill in the same scenario, because most of y'all guys ain't even holding anything that's red or anything that's a pill, because y'all still fear women and y'all still scared of what women think about you. You ain't free. Do you really actually think you're free? No, but you know how the game goes. They're going to make you feel like you're free. And how do they make you feel like you're free? By fucking them. What is magic? Magic is you watch this hand while all the shit I'm doing with this hand, you just focus on this. No. Focus on this hand and forget about all the shit I'm doing in the background. Y'all don't even see that, man. Y'all motherfuckers are so focused on women and what women are doing. But the million-dollar question is, why are y'all worried about what women are doing? Why do y'all care? Why do y'all care so much about women that they are driving your life? Tell me why you give a fuck what these women are doing. You know, the first guy's going to say, well, I care because I don't like what women are doing to guys. Okay. Why is that shit in your business? Why is that shit in your business? Every guy that you know is going to put up this front like they all hard and shit or they are lying. Then you get them behind closed doors around a woman and they buckling like a bitch. So how can you save that motherfucker? What I'm saying to you guys out there is that y'all worry about the wrong shit. Y'all worried about women? Women? Y'all worried about what they think, what they do? but yet you say you're red peeled and shit? Man, come on, dude. I'm telling y'all, being red peeled is something most of y'all ain't got inside of y'all to become. You can't do it. Promise you. You will be just like Neo the first time he was ready. You cannot handle it. And I know y'all saying, yeah, I can handle it. But you don't know what it is because you never experienced it. You can't handle it because you never experienced it. See, for the rosebuds, squids, and all the, you know, the motherfuckers, Murph, the motherfuckers I let y'all talk to, why on earth do you see why we don't give a fuck about women? Because I don't make my life revolve around something I can get easily, and I don't revolve my life around something I don't give a fuck about. I don't care. But you made it. What do you mean, Roland? Fucking how the hell did this happen? Motherfucker, shut your ass up. You the reason why that shit happened. The fuck you mean, how did this happen? How did you let it? Hey, Ronan, why don't you tell me how you let it happen? I want to hear how the hell we let this happen, bullshit. Y'all know this is Tough Tuesday. How the hell we let this happen? We ain't do shit. Hey. What do you mean, how the hell did this happen? It happened because a lot of you motherfuckers out there, y'all scared of fucking women. That's how the fuck this shit happened. Fuck you mean, how the hell this happened? You know exactly how it happened. You want to know how it happens? Put you to stand in front of a woman and you can see why it's happening. God damn it. You know why the fuck it's happening. This is what I'm talking about. Y'all are in such denial. It is mind blowing. Oh my God. How did it happen? Really, motherfucker? Come on, stop, dude. You the reason why it happened. Most of you the reason why this shit happened. Because when you had a chance to fix this shit, you didn't fix it. Well, because you didn't know how to fix it. I'll give y'all some. Some of y'all didn't. What do you mean you didn't speak up? You acting like you a changed motherfucking person. And you know goddamn well a woman get in front of your face, you're going to buckle like a bitch. So what the fuck you mean didn't speak up? No. Change that. I don't speak up. Not didn't. Didn't means that you used to do it and you don't do it anymore. Don't give me that bullshit. You scared of fucking pussy right now. Don't give me that bullshit, dude. Because the sad thing is, you make it all about pussy. Talking about didn't. Hey, get the fuck out of here, man. Keep him in here. I'm just saying. Hey, y'all just tripped me out with this silly shit, man. This, jeez. You ain't getting nowhere thinking like a woman because you don't live their life. You're a man. What do you mean, 101? What do you mean? This is the problem with y'all guys, man. How are you going to make that statement? How are you going to make that statement? 101, when you still in the same bucket as him, motherfucker. Y'all crazy. This is what makes, this is crazy to me, man. I love how someone tries to justify what somebody else is doing when they still doing the same way. You didn't necessarily have to do it like Rohan is doing. Not necessarily his way, but you still on the same street, man. You scared of women, dog. You scared of women. And y'all can tell me all you want, I ain't scared of women. You lying. You lying in your motherfucking ass. You lying, man. I'm going to say less. Big dog, let me explain something to you. You can say it loud or you can say it less. Women still know that you pee sitting down, dude. That's the fucking problem. See, you're running away from your own issues by saying less because when you challenge, you don't even have a backup to why you do what you do. And it's not just you. It's a lot of guys. But I'm just saying, a lot of people don't look at, they think they got a chance to win in fantasy land. And that's it, man. This world has y'all thinking that y'all are really going to make it. And look at my man here. As soon as he gets challenged a little bit and being told his truth, what does he want to do? Get me out of this fucking program. I want out. I want out. I don't want to be here. Get me out. I don't want to be here. Let me out. Let me out. That's what you just said when you said I'm a saint. It don't matter if you say nothing loud or less, man. You still the problem, man. It's not, look. It's not about admitting it, dog. It's not about admitting it. It's not. That's not. See, when you guys think you admit the problem, that means I saw the problem. Hey, I used to be an alcoholic. I was an alcoholic like that. All that shit, man. That shit don't work, man. I'm not going in on nobody. I'm just being real. What I'm saying to y'all guys, majority of y'all guys out there talking all that shit, y'all still stuck in the same fucking boat as him. Y'all just on the other side of the boat. But y'all still on the same boat, standing on shit. Y'all think y'all standing on everything, but women are running your life. Why? Because you're the fucking program. That's the problem. You're more the program than you are the one. Well, I'm going to tell you why that's a good statement, but it's a bad statement. That's a great statement. That's a very great and admirable statement, but you're full of shit in that statement, dog. That statement ain't true. That's not a true statement. That's not a true statement. Let me blow that shit up. There you go. That's not a true statement, dog. I'm going to tell you why that ain't a true statement. And hopefully y'all follow me on this so y'all can learn some shit. Rohan, let me ask you a question. When you go turn on a light switch, do you say that? Do you say that? Before you turn on the light switch, do you say, I'm going to say less. And I'm going to say less as in maybe stop talking and act and go turn on that light switch. Damn, I want to watch something on TV. You know what? I'm going to say less, as in maybe stop talking and act. Man, I don't like what's on TV, so I'm going to change the channel up one button. Wait a second. I'm going to say less, as in maybe stop talking and act. Y'all see what the fuck I'm talking about? Y'all see what I'm talking about? When y'all make up these blank-ass statements, the statements you're making is the lie that you're telling yourself. Because you're sitting there talking about something you should be doing. Do I need to talk about what it is I'm doing? Come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all don't understand what it means to be in nature because y'all need someone to coddle your ass to get you to do shit. or motivate you to get you to do it, or have a large subscriber count to get you to do it. It doesn't work that way. Yeah, we're going to talk about puzzles tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about puzzles. Very interesting show we're going to have tomorrow. But it's going to be an important show. It's going to be a very interesting show tomorrow. But it's going to be a very, very important show. Because the only way you can see it is see it. Well, it's not, well, Frank, that's no holiday, just puzzles, a box of puzzles. That's what we're going to be talking about. And it's going to be a very important conversation, too. It's going to be a very important conversation. We'll be talking about that tomorrow night. Motivation is a lie. Talk today. 9:30 East, somewhere around there. Listen. The only reason motivation is not a lie is because you can motivate yourself. But if you need somebody else to motivate you, then there lies the problem. But we'll be talking more about that tomorrow in Puzzles. The Puzzle Show. I'm going to show y'all. Man, shit, it sounds crazy, but it's going to be deep tomorrow. Oh, is it? It's going to be some eye-opening shit. But, you know. Rohan, please stop with this shit. Can anyone tell me why he's full of shit? Can anyone tell me, if y'all are listening to the show, why is this a bullshit statement, please? Why is that statement right here a bullshit statement? Can someone tell me? Anybody? Tell me why the statement is bullshit. I need to be my own motivation. Can somebody tell me why that statement is bullshit? Come on. Let's see, class. Come on. Let's see here. It was retracted? No. We'll see you close. I want someone to tell me, though. No, Darius, it's not. No, I don't want. It's not retracting a statement. The statement, you can say any. He can say any statement he wants. I'm trying. I need y'all to tell me. Come on, if y'all have been listening and paying attention, why is this statement full of shit? Anybody else? Come on. Can anybody tell me? Because if you can't tell me, then you fucking fail, just like him. Scott, he beat you. He beat you, Scott. Scott, he beat you. Scott, he beat you. Scott, you close. You just didn't type it fast enough. This is why I'm talking about why y'all lose. Y'all be making up fake-ass shit just to either validate the lie that you're living, or you just want me to shut the fuck up about you, I guess. But I'm telling you, y'all fucking lying, man. What I'm saying to you when you make this statement that a lot of y'all guys made that he did, the majority of you guys are going to fail because y'all making a statement. If you're making a statement, you are fucking lying. I'm telling you right now. If you make the statement, you're fucking lying to yourself. That is just like making the New Year's resolution. All y'all guys lie to yourselves when y'all make these blank fucking statements. I'm sorry for using you, Ryan, but you set yourself up for that one, brother. You set yourself up for that. But Lex, you got an A++. Lex, great job, Lex. You nailed it. You nailed it on the head. You got. That's why I keep telling y'all guys, this is this This is not complicated. You know what you are. Why? Because you guys ain't going to do this shit. None of y'all guys going, most of you motherfuckers in this room ain't going to do this shit. All y'all going to do is keep talking about it. Keep talking about it. Well, I'm going to get around to it and keep talking. Y'all ain't about this shit. Because if you were really, truly, quote unquote, unplugged or red peeled, whatever the fuck it is, y'all won't be, man, come on, man. Lex, I give you props, Lex. Lex, you did a good job. Lex, good job. Good job, Lex. 515-605-9373 is the number. If y'all want any questions, go ahead and ask. I am going to go 14, 15, all right, 16 more minutes. I'll stay on for 16 more minutes. Guys, we got Ryan with the Dean tomorrow at, I think, what, 12:45 tomorrow? So around there. It should be like 12:45 East. Oh, yeah. So, excuse me. Somewhere around there. Yeah. Eastern Standard Time, man. Y'all got any questions? Feel free to ask. That's what the show is for. If you want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. If you have a question, let me know. For those guys out there earlier today, for the last few hours, when we do Riding with the Deans, I usually take it down because I like to give y'all something special for being on there. So we kicked off a good show a few days ago, and I gave you guys a formula in which you can incorporate in everything you do and see your truth. It's a simple formula, very simple. But we were talking about that today, so if y'all want to know about that. So if y'all have any questions, let me know. We are going to do this shit. I'm going to be on for 15 more minutes. So if you want to call in, you can call in. If you got a question, go ahead and ask, and we will wrap things up. But at the end of the day, man, being in this fantasy world is not going to be the thing that's going to help you guys. Being listening to fantasies and shit like this. So, (sighs) 773, it sounds like Chicago. 773, what's up, brother?
Man, what's up, Steve? How you doing, man?
What's your question, man? What's up?
Man, I've been in tune with you since Star, so I'm glad I got a chance to holler at you, man. It's just a bunch of weak-ass shit, man. I'm in tune with you today. Just wanted to tune in a little bit. You got some weak-ass niggas in the world giving these hoes all the... I'm from Chicago, so it's a different kind of player shit out here, you know? So, you know, nowadays, it's just weak-ass shit. You know, I got a little demonstration I wanted to let you know about. At work, it's this fine-ass little bitch, you know, ass and shit, niggas all in her grill 24/7. Me, I don't pay her no attention, but she on my heels, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's different. I don't know what all these motherfuckers in the chat, I just, you know, in tune with you because maybe getting these lame-ass niggas some hope, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, all right, but, all right, so you say the chick at the job is giving you play, right?
Man, she is. She, if she passed me, she gonna make sure what it is now. She just she'll look at me. It seems like, you know, because I ain't in her face, all this, that, and the third. She gonna she has a look a look of disappointment nowadays. You know. You know, like why you ain't like the rest of them all on, you know, in her face trying to make her laugh. All the lame shit these niggas do nowadays. You know. It is what it is. You know, hoes love what they can't have. You know.
Yeah, but okay, so she's walking by you.
Finding the motherfucker, big as hell too, man.
Yeah, okay, but how long you been at your job for?
About a year now.
Okay, so you ain't talking to her at all, right?
No, I ain't talking to her. I got a girl, man. My girl got a bag, man. We straight over here, you know. Okay. You know, I don't need help getting the women or keeping them, you know.
All right, all right. All right, yeah, but, I appreciate you. What's up now?
For sure. Yeah, see, I'm a fan of yours, though, man. I'll be listening to you while I'm at, you know, you be spitting some real shit for these niggas. Some of these guys need to get in tune with you, you know? You know?
Well, the thing is, my brother, look, the thing is, it's not a thing. See, the thing is, and as I always try to tell people, it's not getting in tune with me. See, here's the problem. See, I like using the word in tune because that means I'm running a cult. You know what I mean? I don't want them in tune with me. You see what I'm saying? Because if they're in tune with me, then that. I'm not in the hope business. I'm just keeping things 100 to them. But I'm also showing that this is why I do. So, yeah, but I see what you're saying. But, yeah, I just want to correct because I don't want people to think that, oh, shit, you know, this is a cold here. No, this ain't a cold. Bro. I'm not trying to keep them in tune. I just want them to be aware, self-aware.
Who they are, you know? So, self-awareness is the most important thing. You know who you are. Can't nobody tell you nothing.
But they don't know what they are because they're being told who they are. That's the problem.
That's all right. That's why they bitch always side eyeing the real one. Who know who they is. You know they bitch is gonna go for a real one. You know, point blank. You know I ain't in a fucking nigga's wife nowadays. It's just you know, there's always that possibility. These hoes ain't nothing, and they stray away from that weak shit.
No doubt, man. All right, man.
For sure,
so I'm gonna go ahead. All right. Yeah, let me see. I'm going to ask something. Wait a second. Yeah, so I'm going to go. Do you have a question that's it or
want
to make that statement?
I just wanted to make a statement, man. It was good talking to you. Like I said, I've been in tune with you since the Star days. I'm a big fan of Stars, man. It kind of, you know, piggybacked off of you.
Yeah, but Star's another man. You know what I mean? But Star stand on his square. Star don't give a fuck. Star keep that shit on. But that you know, game recognition. Yeah. Okay.
You gotta
all right, Chicago. Well, we'll stay there, man. Appreciate the call.
Appreciate you, man.
100, man. 100. Thank you. Now, guys. Guys, we got about 9 more minutes to go, man. What I'm saying is, let me see here. Body Snatcher said, chicks always come after you when you ignore them. But I understand the statement, Body Snatcher. But why? See, what we got to do in Body Snatcher, why don't you answer the statement? Okay, tell me the why. Why do they do that? Tell me why. What is the why, Body? Ronan, see, this is why I always tell you to shut your fucking ass up, dude. That's why I tell you to shut your fucking ass up. What do you mean, do you really believe these females ain't it? The fuck? Wait a second. Ronan, tell me what they supposed to be, Ronan. I'm sorry, Ronan. I'm sorry, guys. Let's take a moment. Let's go to our local grocery store, guys. And let's buy the freshest apples and fruit that we can. And let's kiss the ass of anyone we want. What the fuck are you talking about, Ronan? What the fuck do you mean? Do I really believe? See, this is why people, boy. Ronan. Instead of getting to know his, let me show y'all something. Hold on. No, Snatcher. Ronan isn't. He's just an ignorant ass motherfucker. Ronan, why do you want to know his personal reasons? What is that going to do for you? Why do you care so much? No, Sumo, he's not a troll. Why do you give a fuck what his reason is? Ronan, I've told you these women ain't fucking shit. He's told you. Squid told you. Greg told you. Every motherfucker Rosebud told you. What the fuck do you mean his personal reason? What is his reason got to do with anything, man? Can you explain that shit, motherfucker? What? This is, man, y'all. It's like y'all motherfuckers care more about other men than you do yourself. Ronan, if that man gave you the answer, you still going to be scared of fucking pussy. What? What? Do you think the statement is false, Ronan? Do you think the statement is false or true? Because apparently you're shocked to hear that there are a bunch of guys that's out of nature here in fantasy land. This motherfucker, what do you say? I suppose. I'm just trying to be curious from nothing since it went. Oh my gosh. Oh man, dude, you're killing me with this shit, dude. You're rich, dude. He needs a Ronan. Ronan, as long as you are what you are, okay? Because, Ronan, you a bitch. And that's the, look, I'm not trying to be, okay, y'all think I'm being mean. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to be nice, okay? Ronan, look, I keep telling you, man, some of these shows are not for everybody. This might not be the show for you, dog. Because you scared around fucking women? Man, how old did he say he was? Ronan, how old are you, man? Ronan, tell me how old you are, man. Before I wrap this shit up. How old are you, Ronan? Jesus Christ, man. Dude. Ronan, how old are you, man? Can you tell me what's so special about women to make you scared of them? Maybe I'm wrong, guys. I want to be scared of women, Ronan. So teach me how to be scared, Ronan. Ronan, teach me how to be scared. How do I be scared of women, Ronan? What do I do, Ronan? Tell me what I got to do, Ronan. Teach the class. Teach us all how to be scared of women, Ronan. What do I do? Now, what do I do when I get around women, Ronan? Tell me what you do. I want to be like you, man. I mean, what the fuck do I know? I ain't know shit about women. I want to know how to be scared of them. How do I be scared of them, Ronan? When I get around women, what do I do? What do I feel? What do I think? That they're better than me? Come on, Ronan. Give me my fucking answer, man. Stupid ass motherfucker. You're 23, going to be 33 tomorrow. You still going to be the same motherfucker scared of pussy. You will never be free, Ronan. That's the problem. And I know freelance is like, God damn it, man. Why is somebody taking my fucking name and shit? Okay, so we got to be frightened about their judgment. Okay. Anything else I got to be? All right. I got to be worried about them judging me. What else I got to do? What else I got to do, dog? What else do I need to be scared of? Guys, I can't make this shit up. No, correct me. No. Ronan, teach us. Teach the class how to be a bitch. Teach the class how. Please correct me. I want you to correct me. I want to know how to be like you. How do I become a scared ass bitch around women? What is the judgment? Please correct me. What do I got to do? Correct me, man. Correct me. Come on, correct. Wait, tomorrow we need to be like Ronan. Tomorrow we should call it Ronan Day. Let's be scared of women. What else we got to do, Ronan? Anything else, brother? Come on, let me know. So the first thing we got to do is worry about a woman judging us. All right. Ooh. What else is next, man? What else we want to do, Ronan? Come on. Come on, Ronan. Tell me and the class how to be scared like women, because you're shocked that a man doesn't give a fuck about women. Oh, my God. So why don't we be more like you? Come on, Ronan. Correct me. You want to correct me? I'm not going to get mad at you. Correct me. What do I got to do to be like you? You said I got to worry about being judged by women. Okay. What else? What else do I do? Do I run away from them? What do I do? This has got to be you got to be kidding me. So if y'all joining us, we got someone teaching us how to be a bitch by, first off, worrying about people judging us. Ronan, come on. Give me the next one, man. Don't waste my time, Ronan. Come on. You got to teach the class faster. If you're going to give the lessons, you got to spit them out. So teach them how to be scared of women. What else? Well, Rohan, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to call you what the fuck I want to. So don't correct me on your name. Fuck your name. So tell me, you got 1 minute to tell me. I'm a ban you. Tell me how, Ronan, and I'm going to call you Ronan, because you know what? That's what the bitches get to call you. The bitches get to call you Ronan. You don't correct the bitches on your name, so you ain't going to correct me. So explain to the class how we can be a bunch of bitches. We're waiting. Ronan, you have 20 seconds. You better teach the class in 20 seconds, Ronan. I'm about to let you go, man. Ronan, you got 20 seconds to teach the class how to be a simp. You talk about being judged. What's the next step, Ronan? 10 seconds, Ronan. Well, guys, I tried. Nope. We tried. All right. Well, you're too late. I mean, he's going to find your name. All right, man. Well, goodbye. I tried. That's what I keep telling y'all, man. Thank you, Jeremy. I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Y'all think, look. Let me get to this subject real quick because it's going to connect to tomorrow. I'm just going to do this real quick. Get your crayons out. Learn this, okay? Follow what I'm saying, okay? I'm going to do this real quick for y'all because I know we were talking about a lot of shit that y'all didn't have the blueprint on or nothing. Y'all probably wondering what the fuck I'm talking about. All right, we're going to talk about something. All right, real quick. I'm going to show y'all real quick. All right, here we go. Now, what I want to show y'all this. So let me find it. Okay, now, what I'm saying to y'all guys right now, the majority of you guys, the 98% of you guys, this is your thinking right here. Right, let me take off this message right here. 98% of you guys are thinking this way, okay? A lot of you guys are thinking this way. What I mean by thinking this way, and let me sure to shut the lines down because no, y'all ain't calling, so I don't want to waste that away. Let me shut that shit down. Let me see. All right, here we go. Now, everything that you...